With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a monument has been dedicated in Alabama to those who endured slavery. Correspondent Haya Panjwani has more on the story.
Thousands of surnames grace a towering monument representing the more than 4 million enslaved people who were freed after the Civil War. The National Monument to Freedom is the centerpiece of the new Freedom Monument Sculpture Park in Montgomery, Alabama. The founder of the Equal Justice Initiative said, "Juneteenth is a day to honestly confront the brutality of slavery, but also honor the people who managed to remain hopeful despite what they faced." The monument stretches four stories into the sky and is inscribed with 122,000 surnames that formerly enslaved people chose for themselves in the 1870 census after being emancipated at the Civil War's end. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A new Louisiana law says the Ten Commandments must be in every classroom in the state's public schools. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed the bill into law. The legislation, drafted by Republicans, calls for a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in easily readable font, be displayed in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Opponents question the law's constitutionality, warning there could be lawsuits. Proponents say the purpose of the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance. The displays must be in place in classrooms by the start of 2025. I'm Mike Hempen.
Police in New Mexico say a second person has been killed in a wildfire burning near Ruidoso. New Mexico State Police spokesman Wilson Silver said Wednesday that officers discovered the skeletal remains of an unidentified second person in the driver's seat of a burned vehicle. The first fire victim was a badly burned 60-year-old man. This is SRN News. Walmart goes all in on gay pride.
The massive retailer is heavily promoting its LGBT items to celebrate June as Gay Pride Month. The Walmart website features hundreds of individual LGBT products, including a T-shirt that reads, quote, "Some people are gay, get over it." The retailer has also released an ad featuring a number of homosexual designers. The American Family Association is urging Christians to sign a petition asking Walmart to stop promoting pride. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration's effort to promote transgenderism in public schools hit another roadblock. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a new Title IX rule that would cancel bans on males using female restrooms in six states. The preliminary injunction affects Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. Last week, a different judge temporarily blocked the new rule in Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, and Idaho. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to restrict students' usage of smartphones during the school day.
This comes after U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy called on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms regarding their effects on young people. Newsom's office has not shared details of his proposal. A bill introduced in the legislature would give school districts the explicit authority to limit students' social media usage in schools. Newsom signed a law in 2019 that authorized school districts to limit the use of smartphones by students while at school. John Scott reporting.
State officials say a firewall aimed at thwarting hackers is to blame for a 911 outage in Massachusetts. The 911 system was out for about 2 hours on Tuesday afternoon. Authorities advised residents to either pull a firebox or call a police department directly for emergency assistance. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.